Sober Powered is sponsored by BetterHelp. I was a stress drinker, and I thought, if only I didn't have so much stress, I wouldn't have to drink this much. But do you know why I had all this stress? Because I didn't have the skills to take stressors off my plate, so they built up and wore me down. Some stressors are big and others are small, but carrying around 25 minor annoyances is going to have an impact on you. Plus, did you know that alcohol messes with our stress response system and decreases our ability to handle stress? It makes small things seem like a much bigger deal. Learning how to manage stress and take things off my plate has changed my life. I'm calm, I'm less reactive, and I believe that I can handle whatever comes my way. I feel proud of the way that I handle things now. You can get there too. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sober to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/sober. You've heard the benefits of sobriety: amazing sleep and less anxiety. But what happens if you quit drinking and now you can't sleep and you're super anxious? Enter Tenassi, my sleep saviors, and they have science to back up their sleep, anxiety, and pain-relieving powers. Back in 2016, they invested a $2.5 million grant to Middle Tennessee State University to study the hemp plant. Turns out their special patent-pending CBD-CBDA formula is twice as effective as CBD alone and can be more effective than over-the-counter ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and aspirin. So if you're tired of tossing and turning like a rotisserie chicken, then Tenassi's got your back with their range of great products from tinctures to gummies to lotions. Tenassi is my go-to when I can't sleep or I have way too much anxiety. I'm so glad that I discovered them. So go to Tenassi.com and use the code POWER to get 25% off your order. That's Tenassi.com, T-A-N-A-S-I, to get 25% off your first order with the promo code POWER. Are you tired of your digestive system feeling like a circus act gone wrong? Introducing Ritual's 3-in-1 gut superhero, Symbiotic Plus. A probiotic, prebiotic, and postbiotic all rolled into one. And with 25% off with the code POWER, there's no better time to check out Ritual. Let's break it down. Probiotics are like the cool kids at the gut party, keeping everything in check and making sure the good vibes are flowing. Prebiotics are their wingmen, fueling the party with all the right snacks to keep the good bacteria thriving. And postbiotics, well, they're like the cleanup crew, sweeping away the mess and leaving your gut feeling fresh and fabulous. So say goodbye to the gut drama, and remember, there's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/power. There are lots of great things that happen when you quit drinking, but we can get distracted by wanting everything to be easy and perfect and wanting to hit all of our goals immediately. In this episode, I'm sharing 15 things that you can look forward to from day 2 to years of sobriety. Wherever you're at in your journey, this episode will remind you of some of the best parts about being sober. So, let's dig in. List these milestones in what I think their chronological order is. So you may not have all of these milestones in this order, and that doesn't mean that anything is wrong. Your healing is dependent on how many years and how heavily you drank, your genetics, your age, number of previous detoxes, how much of the work you're doing now that you don't drink, and more. I have episodes on most of these topics, and I'll list them in the show notes for you so I don't have to say that 15 times and annoy myself and you. So the first is obvious: it's no hangovers. One of the first positive changes that you'll see in sobriety is no more hangovers. We get used to feeling awful all the time, or if you're a binge drinker, then your friendship circle may normalize feeling awful once a week. For the more regular drinkers, when you're hungover all the time, your baseline wellness adjusts and that becomes normal for you. We feel so bad that we don't even appreciate how bad we feel until it stops. It's really nice to not wake up with that cringy dread feeling of needing to check your texts, being afraid to look if you changed into your pajamas, or worrying that people are mad at you. The next benefit is you feel better physically. Alcohol impacts all areas of the body, and the more alcohol you drink, the faster that your heart beats. After years of heavy drinking, your resting heart rate and blood pressure may be higher. Again, this seems normal to us when we're going through it, but when you quit drinking, even just a change in this one area will make you feel so much better. When I was drinking, my resting heart rate was always in the mid-80s, and I felt terrible. My blood pressure was 135 over 85, and when I quit drinking, it dropped to 110 over 60 and has stayed there for years. I felt so much better, and this change can be noticed within your first month. Also, if you're someone that has acid reflux, then that should also get better within the first month. Alcohol relaxes the muscles that are supposed to keep stomach acid in our stomach. So when alcohol is not around anymore, these muscles can finally do their job appropriately. The next benefit, not being puffy and red. Another excellent milestone to look forward to or to remember is when the puffiness and the redness starts to go away. I know that many of us are focused on weight, and if that's you, please go listen to episode 188, but sometimes it's the widespread inflammation due to our drinking. I dropped an entire pant size with no changes in weight just from the inflammation going away. And again, we get used to this because we see our puffy red selves in the mirror every day, but it's so exciting when that goes away. Also, sober sleep. A lot of people have said to me that they sleep like the dead and they're not giving that up. And others have told me even when they've had one slip, even if they didn't get drunk, their sleep was still trash. The nice thing about sober sleep is you get tired, you go to bed, you sleep through the 3 a.m. wake up of doom, and then you wake up feeling rested without any self-loathing or regret. We get to feel what it's like to actually be rested. But not everyone will have the same experience with sleep recovery. Some people immediately have great sleep. Others have insomnia before they have great sleep. It's normal. I had insomnia for about 3 weeks and then it started improving. So you should see some improvement in sleep by the end of your first month. This doesn't mean sleep will be perfect because sleep continues to improve for up to 2 years in sobriety, so it just keeps getting better and better. The next thing to look forward to is not feeling exhausted all the time. An unexpected negative of quitting drinking is feeling exhausted. And in my community, people will usually stop complaining about being tired all the time by the end of month two. And I think in general, 60 days is a huge milestone for improvements. It can be demotivating to be exhausted all the time when you're doing something really hard like quitting drinking, but this isn't permanent. You beat up your body for years, you can give it 60 days to heal a little bit. We really have to learn patience and sobriety and not be so hard on ourselves. Another benefit that happens around 60 days is a burst of mental clarity. I felt like I was waking up after a long dream and I could finally use my brain again. It's great, but also it's freaky to think about how long we spend going through life without the capacity to fully use our brains. Alcohol impacts the ability for our brains to function as they normally would, and all the inflammation and alcohol-induced brain damage creates foggy thinking. Basically, alcohol makes our brains struggle to do their jobs and have to fight and work extra hard to do very basic stuff. Then, we only exercise our instant gratification escape muscle, and since we're not used to being patient, thinking things through, and regulating our emotions, these skills become weaker and weaker. But we can strengthen them and learn how to use them when we're sober. Another unexpected benefit that you may not think about is worrying less about relapsing. And also, I think around 60 days is when people start worrying less about if they can do it. So does this mean that you're safe after 60 days? No. You still have a lot of work to do. But sometimes people quit drinking and they spend a lot of time worrying if they'll be able to stay sober. But by 60 days, you have some distance from alcohol, proof that you can get through daily life without drinking, and you feel better. So it's good to have that confidence and start building belief in yourself again. Another benefit is being able to pause and be curious about an emotion. So around 90 days and beyond, our brain has healed enough that we become a bit less reactive and impulsive. If you've been doing the work on your emotions and working on learning coping skills, then you may notice that you can pause and observe an emotion without reacting to it. This allows you to decide what you want to do or say based on your goals, your values, and thinking about future you. Not on an impulsive reaction or an assumption that you've made. And that's really great. Another thing to look forward to is when you start getting through tough situations. The first time that you get through a tough situation without drinking is a big win and you should celebrate it. It doesn't matter if you yelled at somebody, cried, had a meltdown, or ate an entire pizza. All that matters is you didn't drink over it. You can work on handling tough situations in better ways in the future. We usually dismiss small wins because we think we have to be perfect or that not drinking isn't good enough, but try to give yourself some credit for your small wins and celebrate them. Presence comes up in our community meetings a lot. Being able to be present for our family and friends is such a gift. We usually check out, get drunk, and we're unavailable for everyone. But now we can truly be there for the people that we care about. We don't lose patience over small things, and we aren't spending time obsessing about where our next drink is. So you'll notice this milestone slowly over time, but it's a really good one. It's nice to exist in the present and not be stuck thinking about past embarrassing or regretful things you did with drinking, or looking forward and worrying, am I really never going to drink again? Maybe I can drink someday. I'm really not going to drink on vacation or in the warm weather. It's nice to just be able to bring yourself into the present moment and enjoy your life. My next milestone is self-esteem, and this is probably my favorite one. I hated myself so much while I was drinking, and now I really like myself, and this is only possible because I stopped drinking. When we drink, we let ourselves down constantly because we either say that we're not going to drink or we say we're only going to have a certain amount. When you have no self-esteem from letting yourself down constantly, you can't really achieve any goals because you lose trust in yourself. Now I believe that I can follow through. Not drinking is really freaking hard. And if I cannot drink, then I can do basically anything I want. Before, I used to think, why bother? I know I'm not going to stick with it. And now, when I'm thinking about a goal, I think, why not me? That's a nice feeling to have. Another one of my favorites is being able to feel gratitude. And this one takes about 6 to 8 months. And it has to do with the next milestone I'm going to share. But eventually, you're going to walk outside, look up at the sky with the sunlight on your face, and feel grateful for the beautiful day. You'll be one of those people. You'll admire the trees and the flowers, and you'll feel gratitude for the small parts of your day. When we drink all the time, we use alcohol to enhance everything. We can't just enjoy nice weather without enhancing it with a drink. We can't enjoy a wedding, a vacation, or a celebration without drinking to make it even more exciting. I used to think gratitude was the stupidest thing ever. And now that I can actually feel what gratitude is like, I realize it's awesome. I was never able to feel it before. So if you think that this one is stupid, check back in after about 6 to 8 months of sobriety and see if you still feel that way. And another benefit is when natural rewards finally feel fulfilling again. Alcohol is way more rewarding to the brain than any natural reward, so it skews our reward system. And that's what episode 170 is all about. So when you stop drinking, natural rewards feel like a waste of your time because they release nowhere near as much dopamine as alcohol does. But that's because your brain has adjusted to expect that much dopamine release. There's some improvement around the 90-day mark, but from what I've seen with myself and my community members, the most noticeable improvement is around 6 to 8 months of sobriety. Before this time, things can feel dull and useless, so you won't want to put effort into natural rewards. But if you stay committed to your sobriety, your brain will heal and regular stuff will be fulfilling to you again. This is one of the biggest milestones, in my opinion, because this is when we can start truly enjoying our regular life. And another thing to look forward to is when you don't need alcohol anymore, and maybe you even feel okay that you can't drink it. And I want you to know, it is okay to want alcohol but still not drink it, or to acknowledge that if you were able to moderate and not care that you would drink, that's fine to feel that way. You never have to be one of those happy I get to be sober people. I'm not, and I never will be. I have to be sober, and that's what works for me. So if you are one of those get to be sober people, that's awesome. But I'm not, and that's okay. But now I believe that alcohol is not going to do anything positive for me. I genuinely don't see a reason to drink it. I know that whatever I'm looking for, relieving negative emotions, not being bored, feeling grief, being stressed or depressed, I know that I can handle these things myself, and I can handle them better myself. Having the confidence that you don't need alcohol anymore is a major win and something that you should appreciate and feel proud of when you get there. It doesn't mean that you're not going to romanticize alcohol sometimes or wonder if you can moderate, by the way. Those are all normal thoughts, but at this point, you should just be able to dismiss them and move on with your day. And the best benefit of all, my goal for you and what I have achieved myself, is living a full life that feels balanced, calm, and happy. Eventually, you get through all of your sober firsts, and being sober just becomes part of your life. You don't have to obsess about sobriety, resist anything, make plans, feel uncomfortable about socializing. You're just a person that doesn't drink. For me, this happened around 2 to 3 years sober. Sobriety was just a part of my life, and I didn't spend time thinking about not drinking, besides making this podcast for you. I'm very comfortable going out and not drinking, even when everyone else is and there are no options for me besides water. I've also worked on balancing out the sober obsession and bringing in time for hobbies and things that I enjoy. So my message for you with this episode is it's not about day count, it's not about amazing weight loss progress or getting a super hot body. It's about living a life that you actually enjoy living. Before, we're drinking to escape a life that we don't actually like. And when you're sober and you do the work, your whole life can become rewarding and enjoyable. And that is really what I want for you. So keep working at it. Look out for these milestones and give yourself an extra pat on the back if you've experienced any of them today. And I'll talk to you in the next one.
I'm Matt. Madeline, and I'm the host of the Happiest Sober podcast. I got sober in my 20s after a decade of gray area drinking, and the greatest plot twist of all time was realizing that alcohol, the thing that I thought made my life the most happy and fun and exciting, was actually the exact thing preventing me from living my happiest and best life. My mom is 40 years sober, and she joins me on my podcast very often. I like to call her my part-time co-host, and I also bring you solo episodes where I share my top tips, tricks, and mindset shifts in sobriety, and lots of how-tos for navigating all the things sober, from weddings to parties to holidays to bachelorette parties to trips. I'm also joined by so many guests who come on and share their sober stories, and they're all so, so inspiring. I'm here to show you that life doesn't end when you quit drinking. In fact, it's very much the opposite. And no matter what your relationship was with alcohol, life can be the absolute happiest when you're sober. New episodes come out every Tuesday. You can listen to Happiest Sober podcast wherever you get your podcasts.